Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of DSM-5 Simplified, where we explore the complexities of mental health. I'm your host Ishita, and today we are delving into the realm of depressive disorders. Let's start with an overview. What exactly are depressive disorders and how do they differ from the occasional blues? Depressive disorders include major depressive disorder, persistent depressive disorder or dysthymia, disruptive mood dysregulation disorder, premenstrual dysphoric disorder, and several others. Major depressive disorder, for instance, is characterized by a combination of symptoms that significantly interfere with a person's ability to work, sleep, study, eat, and enjoy one's pleasurable activities. They impact daily life, relationships, and overall functioning. Major depressive disorder is perhaps one of the most commonly heard terms. So, what characterizes MDD? It's a serious condition that requires professional attention. Major depressive disorder typically involve the presence of a specific symptoms such as depressed mood, diminished interest or pleasure, changes in appetite or weight, sleep disturbances, psychomotor agitation or retardation, fatigue, feelings of worthlessness or excessive guilt, difficulty concentrating, and recurrent thoughts of death or suicidal ideation. Then there is persistent depressive disorder or dysthymia. So how does this differ from MDD? Persistent depressive disorder, formerly known as dysthymia, is characterized by a chronic depressed mood that lasts for at least 2 years. Dysthymia is characterized by a chronic low-level depression that lasts for at least 2 years in adults. It may not be as severe as MDD, but it can significantly impact one's quality of life over an extended period. Next, we have disruptive mood dysregulation disorder. It's a term that may be less familiar. So what is DMDD and how does it manifest? DMDD is typically diagnosed in children and adolescents who exhibit severe and recurrent temper outbursts that are out of proportion to the situation. It helps to distinguish between a normal child behavior and persistent mood dysregulation. Moving on to a disorder that only affects a specific population, premenstrual dysphoric disorder. So how does PMDD differ from the more common premenstrual symptoms? Now, PMDD is a severe form of premenstrual syndrome, PMS, characterized by a significant mood disturbances, irritability, and other symptoms that occur in a luteal phase of the menstrual cycle. It can seriously impact a person's functioning and relationships. Lastly, let's touch on substance or medication-induced depressive disorder. So how do external factors contribute to depressive symptoms? This type of depressive disorders is triggered by the use of a certain substance or medications. It's crucial to identify and address the underlying cause, whether it's a medication side effect or a substance abuse. Treatment often involves a combination of psychotherapy, medication, and lifestyle modifications. It's crucial to tailor the approach to the individual's specific symptoms and circumstances. The DSM-5 serves as a valuable guide for clinicians in formulating an effective treatment plan. Remember that mental health is a spectrum and everyone's journey is unique. So that wraps up today's episode. Stay informed, stay compassionate, and be kind to yourself. And join us for the next episode of DSM-5 Simplified as we explore more critical mental health topics.